Hi everyone, and welcome to the Product Marketing Insider podcast. My name is Lawrence Chapman, and I'm a copywriter here at PMA. This episode of Product Marketing Insider is sponsored by PMM Hired, PMA's specialist product marketing career hub. PMM Hired has practical, up-to-date help and advice, regardless of what stage of your career you're at, or whether or not you're experienced in the world of product marketing at all. From associate product marketing managers to VPs, we've got you covered. To register, head to certified.productmarketingalliance.com/P/PMM-hired. This week, I'm thrilled to be joined by Loren Alia, Director of Product Marketing at Honeybook. Loren's an experienced product marketer with 10 plus years in brand management, e-commerce, and digital marketing. She's a creative problem solver following her passion for product marketing management in the technology sector. Thanks so much for joining me, Loren.
I'm really excited to be here.
And we're excited to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. So just to start the podcast off for this week, would it be possible for you just to give us an insight into your role at Honeybook, please?
Yeah. So I lead the product marketing function at Honeybook. We are responsible from everything from driving top of funnel demand for a product, all the way down to adopting product features and driving product launches. I've been with Honeybook for a little over 2 years. I was the first product marketing hire there. And since then, I've been working on building the function.
Okay, awesome. And what was it exactly that made you want to get into product marketing in the first place?
Yeah, I've always had a very keen interest in understanding people. So actually for undergrad, what I really wanted to do was go into psychology. But, you know, psychology is a difficult field to get in, I guess. And I also really always was very interested in driving growth. So like I've always had like this business sense as well. So I wanted something that married both psychology and business, and marketing was perfect for that. That's how I got into marketing. I started my career at Procter & Gamble, which was a really good place to learn marketing foundations. And then after that, I worked for a pharma company and eventually started my own company. And that was the best experience I could have had at that point in my career because I fell in love with technology. It was an e-commerce site and we sold experiences. So similar to what Airbnb Experiences does today, but like 10 years ago. And so I really, really, really love technology. And I decided that that's where I wanted to spend the rest of my career. And so I decided to come to the US, to UCLA, did a master's at UCLA, and then moved to San Francisco to start my career properly in tech and in product marketing. And so that's where I'm at right now.
Oh, awesome. It sounds great. So can you if there is such a thing, because I know that every day is different to a large degree, especially in product marketing where things are moving at 100 miles an hour all the time. But could you almost try your best? I know it's a really hard question, but try and give us a standard idea of what your role at Honeybook in the product marketing department looks like.
Yeah, there's definitely no such a thing as a typical day. But I would say our work is divided into three main buckets. The first one is user understanding. So really getting into the mind of our users, understanding what their pain points are, what benefits they're looking for, and how can we help them be better at their jobs, with their businesses. Our users are small business owners. And so it's really rewarding to me to be able to help them achieve their dreams and be successful as a small business owner. So that part of user understanding is a huge part of our role. The other part is market analysis and understanding. So really understanding who's out there, who are the competitors, what are the trends that are out there that can help us provide a better service to these business owners. And there's also a feature go-to-market. So every time our product team releases a new feature, it's our job to make sure that our members are aware of this feature and that we also market it top of funnel so that we help the company grow. So that kind of leads into another bucket of work, I guess it was four, which is growth initiatives. We are also responsible to ensuring that we have programs in place that help us get the word out and convert users to members all through the funnel, from top of funnel to awareness, conversion, and adoption. So that's kind of basically at a high level what we do at Honeybook in the product marketing team.
Okay, that sounds great. And you mentioned working with like smaller size businesses as well as larger businesses as well. And so with what's been going on this year with COVID, there's more product marketers who are almost like branching out and going into consultancy and going into that side of things. And what would your piece of advice for somebody who may be looking to set up a small business be, perhaps?
So I think this is actually a great time to start a small business, especially a consulting business. We have seen exponential growth in actually marketing consulting, small business owners that are using our platform. We've seen over 300% growth since February to today in that sector. So that speaks to me that it is a good time to start a business like this. A lot of small businesses are trying to figure out what to do in this new world. It is a digital world that it's way more of a digital world than it used to be. So for example, a lot of the small business owners or small businesses that use Honeybook have very traditional ways of conducting their businesses. So they collect paper checks, they send contracts via the mail. And all of those really take a very long time for the process, the back and forth from between the client and the business owner. And that creates a problem where they may lose a client just because it is so hard to do those transactions that are not necessarily directly related to their business. So having said that, being able to be a consultant that helps these members understand their strategy, their client experience, how they can provide a better experience, how they can put systems in place to make them more efficient, and also how they can improve their marketing so they can reach more people. These are all things that small business owners right now are really hungry for. So I think it's a good time in terms of what to do or how to get there. I think the first step is, as in any product launch, is knowing really what are your key benefits, right? So as a consultant, what do you bring to the table? What are your strengths? And we know marketing is a very diverse function. So you could be very, very, very good at advertising or at strategy or at social media. And so first of all, know yourself really well. What are your key strengths? And have those very, very clear. Then same process as when you would do product marketing, know your user or your potential customer. What are they looking for? What are their pain points? And really try to figure or reach those people that have pain points in the area where you have strengths. And so first of all, if you have that foundation established, I think you're in a better place to launch your consulting business. After that, it's all about building a brand for yourself. So start putting content out, and same as when you market any product or like any tech product, you want to have good content, maybe even some free content out there. So free consultations, leverage your social media, leverage your LinkedIn and things like that. And most importantly, consulting is a very referral-based business. So make sure that you provide an excellent service to your clients so they refer you to other people.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. It's almost like a domino effect, isn't it? Like once you hit that first domino, it just all falls into place, I suppose. So in terms of your setup that you've got in place at Honeybook, can you tell us a little bit about your direct team in terms of numbers and roles within your product marketing department?
Yeah. So we are a small but mighty product marketing team. Honeybook has a little over 100 employees, and the marketing team is myself, a lifecycle marketing manager, and we have two open roles for product marketing managers right now. So we're hiring. Send me your resumes. But yes, that's how the team is structured. In terms of the actual roles for these two product marketing managers, as I said, we're a startup and we're a lean team, so roles will change, and they change all the time because our product changes all the time as we uncover new opportunities. So we really want people that are able to be very successful in the top of funnel, but also in driving feature adoption, and that have that strategic framework that they can use to drive our product forward.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And in terms of the teams within Honeybook outside of product marketing, so say, for instance, sales, product, operations, et cetera, which departments would you say that you interact with the most, and what's your relationship with them like?
Yeah. So I think that's the most fun part about product marketing, is that you actually get to interact pretty much with everybody in the company. Particularly at Honeybook, I think we have an extremely cross-functional role. And that means that every single day I'm talking to the product managers, I'm talking to the sales team, I'm talking to the customer success team, I'm talking to every single function in the marketing team. And this is every day. So when you ask me what's my closest relationship, I can't tell you, because it is really, we're working really closely with pretty much every function at Honeybook.
Yeah, and I suppose that's almost like, in many ways, the signs of a healthy company, isn't it? Really, you know, if you put all your eggs in one basket and chuck, you know, I don't know, if you're interacting with sales all the time but neglecting, you know, a relationship with product, and then it's just all about striking that fine balance, I guess. So it sounds like you guys have hit it off to a T, should we say. But in an absolute dream world, and obviously I know that this isn't the case because there are always things that, that arise, and we don't live in a perfect world by any means. But is there anything about the product marketing world that you would change or that you'd like to see amended to make product marketing even better than it already is?
Yeah. I think product marketing is really a very good place to be right now. In general, I think it's a function that is gaining a lot of traction. I remember when I first got my first role at product marketing 7 years ago, nobody really knew what product marketing was. And it was kind of like trying to figure out where we could add value and how we could work with other functions. And I think what I've seen over the last 7 years is that the function has received or gotten a lot more recognition, especially at C-level executives. So much so that now I even hear VCs saying that your first marketing hire should be a PMM, or CMO saying that, you know, PMM is their most important function. And I think that recognition comes from a lot of hard work from everybody in this industry to really prove how important it is to have someone that is thinking strategically about your go-to-market. And thinking strategically about how you can create a product that has that product market fit, right? When we think about product market fit, it's that kind of like magical word, right? Once you achieve product market fit, you're like good to go. And that's exactly what product marketers do, right? We help companies achieve that product market fit and then grow it. And so I think that the function has definitely developed greatly over the last at least 7 years. But I think there's still some opportunities as well. One of the things that I would love to see more is more women in leadership roles within the function. And actually, the Product Marketing Alliance just shared a salary survey that you guys ran. And one of the things that were highlighted there is a disparity in salary and income between men and women. And I would love to see that not happen anymore in the future, right? So I think that's something that we as women in product marketing need to continue fighting for and achieving that equality. So that's kind of like one of the things. The other thing is I do think that product marketing, I don't know, I've read all kinds of articles. One that was really interesting to me that I recently read actually was pitching the idea of product marketing being its own function, aside from marketing, and kind of having a VP of product marketing roll up to the CEO. And that was interesting to me, maybe a little extreme right now, but still interesting. but just kind of having that visibility at the C-level of the function as its own whole self, I think is something that I would love to see in the industry.
Yeah, sure. And just going back to what you were saying before about, you know, just the whole notion of, you know, product marketing, it's just been so, almost been so diverse and nobody quite having a clear-cut understanding of, not a clear-cut understanding, but everyone having their own definition of what product marketing is. I mean, we here at PMA, we put together a piece of product marketing definitions. And when we looked into it, we literally had a list of I think we only published 150, but there were literally about 300, 300 plus. We could quite literally have done a list of 300-400 different definitions, because it is such a diverse, it isn't black and white. There is this big shade of gray with product marketing, and everybody has their own take on it, I guess. So it is interesting, from that perspective. And I do find it quite unique, in many ways, because even though it is, it is the same area, people within that sector are coming up with, so many different definitions of what it actually is. And I find it just really intriguing. So in terms of the top three skills that have helped you get to where you are today, I mean, I speak to a lot of people, a lot of different product marketers on this podcast, and they highlight different skills that have helped them get to various stages of the product marketing ladder. But what would you say the three characteristics that you have had to implement in your own practice that have helped you get to where you are at the moment?
Yeah, I think the key skill that I think every product marketing needs to have very strong is communication. Because our work is so cross-functional, you have to be very good at communicating, receiving communication and putting out communication. And so I think that my mantra here is over-communicate. Whenever you think, should I share this? The answer is always yes. Because if something in your, you have a little voice telling you, should I communicate this? Yes, you should. Just tell everyone. So that's the first one. The second one is strategic thinking. Again, because we are a function that really tries to marry that user to the product and find that fit, we have to have strong strategic thinking skills so we can find those opportunities and also find ways to reach and communicate with either users or prospective users. And the third one I would say is leadership. This is kind of tied a little bit to communication, but again, because we are in such a cross-functional role, we are in a very unique position to lead teams, cross-functional teams. And it's interesting because it's a very unique type of leadership, I would say, where you don't actually have any formal power over the people that you're leading, right? So you have to lead by example. You have to lead by influence. You have to lead because you have the data that supports your initiatives. You have to lead by collaborating with people and bringing them in to thinking through problems together and finding solutions together. So it's almost more of a consultative leadership than an inspirational leadership, although inspirational leadership is also needed. But I personally have found that when I am good at collaborating, that's where really people follow me or follow the ideas, the initiatives that I want to push forward.
Okay. And in terms of the role of, you know, what, you know, with a PM, excuse me, a PMM and a PM, would you say that there's a crossover at all between what you do and the PM at your company?
So I think not so much. At Honeybook, we have pretty well-defined roles between product marketing and product management. We collaborate super closely. And I think that works really well because then everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing. And so the PM owns the roadmap and PMM influences that roadmap, right? And the PMM knows that they, you know, have to put the product on the shelf, and then product marketing makes sure that the product gets off the shelf and gets consumed by the user. And so while I think that we have very, very close collaboration and they are open to, you know, sharing ideas with them, same way in the other way, like when we are planning a go-to-market, we bring them on, they share their ideas with us. We make sure we always take them into consideration. They have great ideas, so that makes my life a lot easier. And so they do have input in the go-to-market, but we own the go-to-market, and we have input in the product, but they own the product. And so I think that dynamic has worked really well for us.
Oh, okay. So in terms of, because in previous instances, you know, I've spoke to some product marketers who've said that there's almost like the lines are a little bit blurred in terms of responsibility. So in terms of at Honeybook, would you say that there's clear lines in terms of, right, a PM will deal with this, a PMM will deal with that? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. The one thing that gets the word, like, it's not that separate or divided, is KPIs, because we share KPIs, which I think is key for any successful product marketing, product management partnership, is that you both share the same KPIs, because that way you're both working towards the same goals. And so that's the only part where it's like less clear, you know, like this is what you do and this is what we do. It's more like this is the goal, we work together towards that goal.
Yeah, sure. And it's, you know, again, you know, it is a, it's conducive to a healthy company dynamic, isn't it, really? You know, you can't have, you know, even though there are instances whereby, you know, you will need to naturally go in your own direction and you will have to complete certain tasks and, you know, other people will have to come and complete certain tasks and do their own thing. You know, there is that element of collaboration that is needed, surely as a product marketer, to make sure that not only the short-term goals are fulfilled, but also the long-term goals as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. In terms of introducing new products and features, what does the process look like at your company?
Yeah. So we have a framework that we use for any feature launch. And the framework basically, it's a quadrant. And so on the x-axis, we have how innovative this feature is. And on the y-axis, we have how much the user requires it, right? And so basically, if there's, it's like, if it's very innovative and there's a high demand for the product, then we have a framework that we use for launching that feature. And if it's like not so innovative, but highly demanded by our members, for example, we have a framework that we use to launch that feature. So we have basically established this matrix, and then we have already established which channels are activated based on what type of feature it is, or where the feature falls in this quadrant. And so this is a framework that we have socialized everywhere. At Honeybook, everybody's familiar with it. And so that makes it pretty easy for us to execute go-to-market strategies in that sense. Very important here also is that we do get together with the PM and make sure that we agree what type of feature this is. So that, and very early on, this happens like even before the feature has been built. And that way we know what we're working with and what kind of go-to-market this feature is going to get. And so that way there are no misunderstandings and everybody's aligned towards the same goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it boils back to, I know I keep saying it, but the whole element of collaboration, and it is something that, you know, is really consistent, you know, through some of the other podcast episodes that we've done here on Product Marketing Insider. You know, product marketers continually saying, you know, you need to collaborate. If you don't collaborate, it's almost like, you know, you're setting yourself up for, well, failure in essence. It's quite a prevalent trend that seems to be emerging with each episode, really. So, in terms of, there are so many product marketers who are already operating within, you know, their own sphere, their own industry, and you know that, you know, when we did the State of Product Marketing report earlier this year, we found that more product marketers were opting to stay within product marketing and they weren't dropping out of it. But similarly, that there were quite a few new or aspiring product marketers looking to enter the field, obviously, which is, you know, really encouraging. So if, what would be your golden piece of advice for somebody who may be contemplating a career in product marketing? What would be the your one piece of advice to them for a product marketer who may be starting off on their respective journey?
The first one is go for it. You know, just go for it. If you wanna, you're contemplating doing it, go for it, do it. It's a great career. It's lots of fun. It's super rewarding. So do it. The second one I would say is know your basics. So know your basics about marketing. Have your marketing basics really down pat. So know your 4 P's, your 5 S, all that. So that when you come into a company, you are able to bring value to that company almost immediately. And that all of that value comes from really having your foundations strong.
Okay, awesome. And to wind off what's been, you know, another, you know, great episode, I've actually really enjoyed, you know, chatting with you and hearing, you know, your perspective on the product marketing sphere. With, you know, obviously 2020 coming to an end, and, you know, it has been interesting to say the least. 2021, you know, it can only get better for everybody, and especially product marketers. You know, it's going to be even more exciting than it's already been for the last few years. What's your prediction for what 2021 may hold for the product marketing profession, if you like? And I know that's a really hard question to end on, so I do apologize, and I've been a little bit mean there to you.
No, I think that's a great question. I actually don't know, but if I had to guess, I think product marketing will continue to grow in recognition and be more valued in the industry is one of the trends. The other trend, which is not specifically related to product marketing, but I just think it's a job market trend, is that we will see more companies be willing to do to hire remote workers, which means that there will be many new opportunities that will open up for people trying to get into a role like this. No matter where you are, right? You won't need to be physically in one of these hubs, product marketing hubs, like San Francisco, like Washington, like New York, to get into a role like this. So definitely be ready and be, you know, all in for trying to apply for these opportunities that will open up, I think, next year.
So irrespective of where you are, basically get yourself ready for a career in product marketing. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Lorraine. It's been absolutely fantastic. I've really enjoyed hearing about your journey in product marketing, and all the very best for 2021. I'm sure you'll absolutely smash it.
Thank you, Lawrence. This was a lot of fun. And I hope some of what I said is useful for people, and looking forward to collaborating more in the future.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.